Live from our nation's capital, it's the Inside Scoop with Mark Levin.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop from Washington. I am your host, Mark Levin, doing a special broadcast posted right after the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, has concluded, at least I think he's concluded, he may still be talking, his testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee. I'm doing a special show today because, heck, it is actually Tuesday right now. It is Election Day in Virginia. If you live in Virginia, then damn it, get out to vote. Don't listen to me. You can always listen to me later on Facebook. But if you have voted already and you want to hear my thoughts on Jeff Sessions, please listen in. If you're listening on Wednesday on the regular radio broadcast, you are listening to a show pre-taped the day before. And the reason is quite simple. I'll be down in Williamsburg, Virginia for the next 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Can't do my radio show. I'll be taking a seminar on elections machinery. Interestingly, I want to learn, as a Virginia state legislator, how we can protect our elections machinery from Russian hacking. I think that's really important. God knows, particularly in the scope of what we've just seen, we've got to be able to protect our elections machinery. And so I want to learn how to do that, which means I won't be able to do my live radio show at the regular time on Wednesday. So if you're listening on Facebook, you are listening to me live. If you're listening on the radio, it's almost as good as live because I've just finished watching the Jeff Sessions Attorney General testimony. So again, if the sound quality isn't as good as it normally is, I'm doing this from home, not the Center for American Progress. I apologize. I hope you can hear what I have to say. The heart of what I want to do is take apart what Jeff Sessions testified about today and explain it, because everything we're about to hear comes down to two words: executive privilege. This entire hearing is about executive privilege. So why don't we start with the legal background before we even get to Jeff Sessions' testimony? What is executive privilege? When is it properly invoked? And can it ever be used to hide evidence of a crime? The short answer is executive privilege does have proper aspects. There is a proper time and place for executive privilege. It's not just a stonewalling. It's a real privilege, and it should be respected in real instances. But, here's the classic but the United States Supreme Court, in United States versus Nixon, the famous 1974 Supreme Court case, by 9-0, the United States Supreme Court unanimously said executive privilege can never be used to cover up evidence that the President of the United States or his people have committed a crime. And that's why I would argue that Jeff Sessions' stonewalling is just that. It's stonewalling. Not because executive privilege isn't a proper doctrine, but because Jeff Sessions is improperly invoking it. Now, we're going to get to some of the specifics. I'm going to play a lot of the hearing right here on the broadcast, and you want to listen to all of that. But let me go quickly over, and I've done some of this before, what executive privilege is and when is it properly invoked. The point of executive privilege, and that's true, frankly, whether it's the President of the United States or the governor of a state or even the mayor of a city, the point of it is so that a chief executive can talk openly and honestly and frankly with his or her subordinates, with the people who are giving him or her advice, so that he or she can make a proper decision without worrying that people are tailoring their comments to be public. I'll give you a few examples. Let's say that a governor or a president is evaluating various proposals, maybe various military hardware to buy, maybe which healthcare proposal works. And there's a subordinate that wants to say, you know what, I think it's a really stupid proposal. With all due respect, Mr. President, I think the senator that proposed that is full of it. He's wrong, and he's wrong because if you look at the facts, these things just don't pan out. It's a stupid proposal. Really, you need to go proposal A, not proposal B. Now, we want people to be able to say that. Now, we understand why they don't want to say it publicly, right? Senator XYZ is going to be really offended that this aide calls Senator XYZ's proposal stupid. But if everyone has to watch what they say in every communication because they know that every single thing they say will be recorded and be made public, they won't give the president frank advice. They'll be careful. They'll say, well, Senator XYZ's proposal does not, to me, have as much detail as Senator ABC's. And, you know, in making a decision, you want frank advice from your advisors. So I support executive privilege in its normal context. All right? I want to be very clear about that. As much as I support transparency, and heck, I'm the co-founder of the Virginia Transparency Caucus, as much as I think that the government's official business should be made in public, including in the Virginia General Assembly, everything that goes on in committees and subcommittees absolutely needs to be public, there are times when I need to talk to my colleagues behind closed doors, when I need to pull my own colleague aside and say, hey, Delegate B, I don't think there are any Smiths in the Virginia General Assembly. At least I hope not. Delegate Smith, if there are, it's not about that. Delegate Smith, I really don't like your proposal. Let me tell you why. This part right here, this section A, B, C, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And Senator Smith, if he's attacked publicly, might just respond and say, well, that's silly. But privately, the senator might say, oh, yeah, you're right. And then we might work on it. There are times when the business of the government have to be conducted in secret, okay? Not because they're hiding anything, not because the Russians are on our tail, but because sometimes, you know this with your friends, sometimes if you want to criticize someone, you can criticize them in private. But if you criticize them in public, it's a very different thing. They'll be much more concerned about protecting themselves than figuring out what the proposal is, all right? So, yes, I support executive privilege in most contexts. Indeed, I support executive privilege in all lawful contexts. But the question came up in United States v. Nixon. Can the president invoke executive privilege if it's used to cover up a crime in which the president himself is a co-conspirator, an unindicted co-conspirator? And the United States Supreme Court said no. They said you have no right to executive privilege to cover up a crime. That the interests of criminal justice, the interests of trying to figure out whether to impeach the president, trump, pardon the pun, any interest in protecting mechanics of government. So if Donald Trump is trying to obstruct justice, if Donald Trump is trying to commit a crime, if Donald Trump is trying to commit an impeachable offense, that is more important to the American people than whether or not he's taking or not taking good advice. This isn't a question of proposal A or proposal B or trying not to harm a certain senator's sensitivities. This is a question of whether the president of the United States is ordering the obstruction of justice, the cover-up of a crime. And that is more important. So, this whole dance that you're about to hear, and it's quite a dance, and I got to tell you this, Sessions did better than I expected. I hate to say that, but it's true. I think he was pretty fluid. I think he came off, if you don't go through this in detail, as someone, he's just trying to do the right thing. He came off so much better, frankly, than most Trump associates did and ever than Donald Trump did. He was trying to defend the indefensible. But interestingly, he never cites, at least not in the part that I saw of the testimony, he carefully never uses the words executive privilege. At least I didn't hear him say it. He talks about, he refers to the privilege. When others talk about executive privilege, he does, you know, say we might invoke the privilege. And it actually seems fair for him to say, in general, you know, I don't know whether we're going to invoke the privilege or not, or other privileges, that he doesn't ever specify what they are. In fact, Senator Harris pins him down and says, you know, you need to send us those documents and whatever you've got. We'll get to that in a minute. But he never wants to say executive privilege because he knows about United States v. Nixon. He knows that can't be used to cover up a crime. He knows this exact same thing happened in Watergate, and he knows he's going to lose that legal battle. So he refers to amorphous other privileges and never specifies what those privileges are. But he's basically saying, and he should have said so up front, I don't know whether the things I've talked about with the president are a crime or not, I don't know. If they're not a crime, the president may want to invoke executive privilege. I want to give him a chance to invoke executive privilege. I want our lawyers to review it to see whether it's a crime. If it's a crime, I'll tell you everything I have to. And if it's not a crime or not an investigation of a crime, then the president may invoke executive privilege. That would have been the honest response. But that doesn't sound so good to the public. If I believe, if our lawyers show, if Robert Mueller finds out the president committed a crime, yeah, that's not the kind of thing that looks good in the court of public opinion. And so the dance begins. Mark Grimaldi, I'd like you to play the first clip I have, which is that of Senator Dianne Feinstein arguing with Sessions.
On May 11th, on NBC Nightly News, 2 days later, the president stated he was going to fire Comey regardless of the recommendation. So I'm puzzled about the recommendation because the decision had been made. So what was the need for you to write a recommendation?
Well, we were asked our opinion, and when we expressed it, which was consistent with the memorandum and letter we wrote, I felt comfortable, and I guess the Deputy Attorney General did too, in providing that information in writing.
Okay, stop the tape. So what? Basically, the first dodge, Attorney General Sessions' first dodge, is Feinstein says, look, you wrote these memos, and you said Comey has to be fired because he screwed up the Hillary Clinton investigation. That, by the way, is Sessions' consistent argument all throughout. Comey was terrible to Hillary Clinton, was completely unfair to Hillary Clinton, violated the Justice Department guidelines to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton got shafted. I mean, we might even go further. Hillary Clinton would never have lost the election if Jim Comey hadn't been unfair to her. And that's why we fired Jim Comey. Honestly, and I've made this argument, I think that's a fair point. I think Hillary did lose the election because of Jim Comey. I think that, therefore, Comey deserved to be fired by President Hillary Rodham Clinton, who should have been president. But for Donald Trump's associates to make that argument, it doesn't pass the smell test. So Feinstein is saying, when you found out that Donald Trump said to Lester Holt, hey, it wasn't about Hillary Clinton, it was about this Russia thing, how did you feel about it? Sessions' first dodge is, well, I just believe everything we wrote in the memos. I'm not going to tell you whether or not Donald told me it's because of Russia. I'm not going to tell you it had anything to do with Russia. If it is, I'm not talking about it, and I'm sure it is, because we all know that's what Donald Trump did. Instead, I'm going to say I think it's entirely because he was unfair to Hillary Clinton. So now listen to how he responds to Senator Collins, a Republican of Maine.
If you had known that the president subsequently was going to go on TV and in an interview with Lester Holt of NBC would say that this Russian thing was the reason for his decision to dismiss the FBI director, would you have felt uncomfortable about the timing of the decision?
Well,
great question.
I would just say this, Senator Collins. I don't think it's appropriate to deal with those kind of hypotheticals. I have to deal in actual issues, and I would respectfully not comment on that.
Okay, stop the tape. Dodge two. That was the second dodge, right? It's a perfectly fair question. You said that you did it because they were unfair to Hillary Clinton. Donald says he did it because he wanted to obstruct the Russian investigation. When you found that out, were you disappointed? In other words, did you know that that was the reason? Oh, well, you know, I'm not going to engage in hypotheticals. Hypotheticals? Hypotheticals? Is there anyone that suggests this isn't true? Donald Trump admits it's true. How is this hypotheticals? That's dodge number two. I'll get to more dodges after the break. We'll be right back, right after this. Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine, doing a special show. This actually was, if you're listening on Wednesday, was pre-taped the day before, just following the session's testimony. want to get it what is fresh in my brain. Also, today, Tuesday, is Election Day in Virginia, and I need to get back out to the polls. So, we're going through the Sessions testimony and all his various dodges, and I've said it has everything to do with the policy of executive privilege. The next up, someone who I think is asking really good questions, so much so that I looked up New Mexico Senator Heinrich. I think he's the best thing ever. I want to shake that man's hand and give him a really big hug. I think I want Heinrich to run for president. I'm a big fan of this New Mexico senator, and when you hear this exchange, you'll know why.
Attorney General Sessions, has the president ever expressed his frustration to you regarding your decision to recuse yourself?
Senator Heinrich, I'm not able to share with this committee private communications.
Because you're invoking executive privilege.
I'm not able to invoke executive privilege. That's the president's prerogative.
Well, my understanding is that you took an oath. You raised your right hand here today, and you said that you would solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And now you're not answering questions. You're impeding this investigation. So my understanding of the legal standard is that you either answer the question, that's the best outcome. You say, this is classified, can't answer it here. I'll answer it in closed session. That's bucket number two. Bucket number three is to say, I'm invoking executive privilege. There is no appropriateness bucket. It is not a legal standard. Can you tell me what are these longstanding DOJ rules that protect conversations made in the executive without invoking executive privilege?
Senator, wait, I'm protecting the president's constitutional right by not giving it away before he has a chance to
view it.
And secondly, I am telling the truth in answering your question in saying it's a longstanding policy of the Department of Justice.
Are those policies written?
And to make sure the president has full opportunity decide these issues.
Can you share those policies with us? Are they written down at the Department of Justice?
I believe they are.
This is the appropriateness legal standard for not answering congressional inquiries.
It's the my judgment that it would be inappropriate for me to answer and reveal private conversations with the president when he has not had a full opportunity to review the questions and to make a decision on whether or not to approve such an answer. One, there are also other privileges that could be invoked. One of the things deals with the investigation of the special counsel.
We're not asking questions about that investigation. If I wanted to ask questions about that investigation, I'd ask those of Rod Rosenstein. I'm asking about your personal knowledge from this committee, which has a constitutional obligation to get to the bottom of this. There are two investigations here. There is a special counsel investigation. There is also a congressional investigation. And you are obstructing that congressional delegation.
Stop the tape.
Investigation.
Stop the tape. So that is the question. Is he obstructing the congressional investigation? He has to give a reason, and he hasn't given one. And we'll hear more right after the break.
Welcome back to The Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. I'm talking about the Jim Comey testimony. Now, before the break, we heard Senator Heinrich of New Mexico lay out a perfect case. I tell you, I'm a huge fan of Senator Heinrich. I was posing this in my own brain, and then boom, he said it exactly as I would have. I want to meet this man. He says, number one, you told us, under oath, you would tell us the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Which apparently you care about, Jeff Sessions. Choice number one, door number one. Tell us the truth. But, okay, if you can't do that, can't do that. If it's classified, national secrets, tell us in closed session. That's door number two. Not as good as door number one, still pretty damn good. All right, you don't like door number two? Door number three, executive privilege. That is a legitimate door. We don't like it as much as door number one or door number two. But executive privilege, my friend, has to be invoked by the president. of the United States. And you're telling us, you're testifying under oath, the president hasn't invoked executive privilege. Why not? We don't know. Probably because it looks a little Nixonian. Probably because he and the Attorney General know that you can't use executive privilege to hide a crime. You can use it for ordinary conversations about ordinary things. You can't use it to hide a crime. So the president has invoked executive privilege, and the Attorney General has no right to invoke it. Here's a little secret about executive privilege. It must be invoked by the executive. It's his privilege. It's not Sessions' privilege to invoke. And if Trump hasn't invoked it, Sessions can't use it. So Sessions is saying, well, I kind of want to give the president a chance to invoke it. It's actually a decent argument. We want to lay it all out for him. But he doesn't quite say it. Lay it all out for him and let him invoke it. And what he should say, if he were honest and decent, he would say, I'm going to lay it all out for the president. I'm going to bring all these questions to him. I'm going to see whether he wants to invoke executive privilege. And if he does not, I will come back and testify to you a week from today, and I'll answer all your questions. If he had said that, I would have said he said the right thing. I would say the criticism has to end. Let's see whether the president invokes executive privilege. If he doesn't, Sessions promises to answer the questions. And if he does, they can take him to court on U.S. v. Nixon, and the court can order him to answer the questions. You see, there's a way out here. Sessions doesn't provide that way out. That would be the legal way to do it. Instead, Sessions moves to number four, bucket list number four, the list that Heinrich doesn't mention. He says, and this is a legitimate concern too, folks, that's why it's such a good legal argument. He says, I'm afraid I'm going to mess up the special prosecutor's investigation. He says, yes, there's a congressional investigation. There's also a special prosecutor investigation. That's going on right now by Robert Mueller. You folks in Congress and critics like Mark Levine, you wanted a special prosecutor. You got what you want. I can't talk to you. I got to talk to special prosecutor. You know what? On its face, it looks like a good argument. What's the catch? The catch is the special prosecutor privilege, like the executive privilege, has to be invoked by the special prosecutor. If Robert Mueller instructs Attorney General Sessions, Beauregard, Jefferson, Beauregard, Sessions, don't answer that question. Tell me, because I'm investigating, but don't say it in public. Don't say it to the Congress, because it'll mess up my investigation. I agree. Mueller has the right to do that. But Attorney General Jeff Sessions does not have the right to do it. He doesn't own the privilege. The special prosecutor owns the privilege. And I guarantee you, Mark Warner, my senator from Virginia, the ranking member on the Intelligence Committee, and the chairman of the committee, Senator Burr from North Carolina, they've talked with Robert Mueller. And Robert Mueller ain't saying boo. And if Robert Mueller doesn't tell them he's invoking the privilege, guess what? Four strikes, Mr. Attorney General. Four strikes, and you lose. And I think that Senator King of Maine makes this really clear. Let's play his wonderful exchange with Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
You testified a few minutes ago, I'm not able to invoke executive privilege. That's up to the president. Has the president invoked executive privilege in the case of your testimony here today?
He has not.
Then what is the basis of your refusal to answer these questions?
Senator Kaine, the president has a constitutional...
I understand that, but the president hasn't asserted it.
Well,
you said you don't have the power to assert the power of executive privilege. So what is the legal basis for your refusal to answer these questions?
I am protecting the right of the president to assert it if he chooses, and there may be other privileges that could apply in this circumstance.
Well, I don't understand how you can have it both ways. The president can't not assert it, and you've testified that only the president can assert it, and yet I just don't understand the legal basis for your refusal to answer.
Well, what we try to do, I think most cabinet officials, others that you questioned recently, officials before the committee, protect the president's right to do so. If it comes to a point where the issue is clear and there's a dispute about it, at some point the president will either assert the privilege or not, or some other privilege would be asserted. But at this point, I believe it's premature for
You're
me
asserting
to,
a privilege to the president. You've testified.
Deny, it'd be premature for me to deny the president a full and intelligent choice about executive privilege. That's not necessary at this point.
You testified a few minutes ago that, quote, we were asked for our opinion. Who asked for your opinion?
Stop the tape right there. We're going to get back to King in a second. So this is the closest Sessions has come to the truth, the closest he's come to a legitimate legal reason. He says, you know what, it's premature. I'm not telling you, I'm not going to tell you, gentlemen and ladies. I may tell you, but let me lay it all out for the president. Let's see whether he invokes executive privilege. And here's the part he should have said that he didn't say. If he doesn't, I will be back before you to answer your questions. And if he does and you don't like it, you can take him to court and see whether it's a crime. And if it is, the court will rule on it. That would actually be a fair answer. He doesn't do that. And so King goes and he actually takes it to the next step because King understands one other exception to executive privilege. Yes, one exception is if it's a crime. We talked about that. There's another. One is if the president hasn't invoked it. That's another one. There's one more exception. You can waive the privilege. If you, and this is true of any legal privilege, if you testify about part of it, you can lose all of it. Attorney-client privilege is a privilege. But if the client waives the privilege and starts testifying about things his attorney told him, well, you might lose the rest of the attorney-client privilege protection. Spousal privilege. Right? Husbands and wives have a right to keep secrets from the jury. But if you tell some secrets, you might have to tell all secrets. So King is saying, now wait a minute. Didn't you just tell us some of your conversations with the president? And if so, haven't you waived the rest of the privilege? Let's play a little bit more from the King testimony if we can.
You mean
you testified we were asked for our opinion. You,
my understanding is I believe I'm correct in saying the president has said so, that...
So he didn't ask you directly?
I thought you were asking about the privilege, so...
No, no, I'm sorry.
You want to go back to
I'm saying, you said, quote, we were asked for our opinion, you and Mr. Rosenstein.
I believe that was appropriate for me to say that because I think the president...
No, I'm just asking you,
I'm just saying
who asked you for your opinion?
Stop the tape.
Who asked you for your opinion?
Who asked you for your opinion? The heart of what King's trying to get is that the president asked you this. You're discussing your private communications with the president. You testified about your private communication with the president. Guess what, Attorney General? You just walked into a legal trap. You just waived the privilege. When we come back for the last segment, I want to play something that I found by doing a little Google search. Because if you listen closely to what Sessions said and what he says before Republican senators, what he says on and on and on and on, is that I did this for poor Hillary Clinton. I was worried about Hillary Clinton. It was unfair to Hillary. Comey should have never done that to Hillary. Mark Levine on the radio who got mad at Comey, he was right. It was unfair. It was a violation of all these Justice Department guidelines. James Comey should have never said 11 days before the end of the election. He should never have brought in evidence that he knew was nothing and tarred her. That's against Department of Justice regulations. That's what Rod Rosenstein said, and Rod Rosenstein was right, and Mark Levine was right. It's a fair point, except going back to the archive, I listened to what Jeff Sessions had to say in October 2016 on Fox News. And when we come back, I'm going to play that clip. I think you'll hear Jeff Sessions singing a very different tune. We'll be right back right after this. Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. This is the last segment talking about Jeff Sessions and his testimony today, the Attorney General of the United States. The heart of his testimony, and he says it repeatedly to the Republicans, who all of a sudden have this great sympathy for Hillary Clinton, this innocent person viciously attacked by Inspector Javert, the evil prosecutor Jim Comey, who, even though she was completely innocent, would say things that were talking about the investigation, which violated Justice Department guidelines and were completely unfair to her, particularly in a presidential election. Well, they're right. That's true. Hey, I've complained about this repeatedly. Complained about it in July, complained about it in October. But it's a little rich for Jeff Sessions to complain about it, particularly when he said this back at the time it happened in October 2016.
Your reaction first now to her statement.
Well, she had the director say that he didn't think that there was enough evidence to charge her previously, and now he's received new evidence. He had an absolute duty, in my opinion, 11 days or not, to come forward with the new information that he has and let the American people know that too. So she is under criminal investigation. The FBI, as Director Comey said some months ago, does not do security reviews. It does criminal investigations. Mm-hmm. So that's what's at stake here, and I hate it, but we also, I'm sure, have to realize the significance of these secret emails perhaps being sent to multiple unsecure computer systems throughout the country. That's very, very bad.
You know, as we go back to that July 5th statement by...
Stop the tape a second. We'll get back to it in a second because I want to play the full thing. He's talking with Lou Dobbs, by the way, of Fox News. So he says, you know, I hate it. I hate that we're violating all these Justice Department guidelines. I hate that we're tarring an innocent person and pretending that she's committed a crime. But, you know, I understand it. I do. I understand it. After all, you know, it's possible the Russians are reading emails about whether or not she talked to the Nigerian prime minister on the phone or not, congratulating Liberian prime minister, congratulating her on her election. And the Russians may know that Hillary Clinton congratulated the Liberian prime minister, and that's the lowest form of security. And so, you know what? We got to tar her 11 days before an election. That's what he said then. And Lou Dobbs presses him further. Let's play more of that clip.
He acknowledged that there was use of an insecure system in the private email server. He also acknowledged that there could have well been hacking by, as he termed it at that time, hostile foreign powers, state actors. Yet he reached a conclusion not to recommend prosecution. This obviously... You, as a former federal prosecutor, as sitting on the Judiciary Committee, the idea of releasing the information now could interfere with that investigation, but it seems to at least me, Senator, and I would guess millions of other folks in this country, that it's a higher, frankly, a higher purpose to be sure that all of the facts are in front of the American people before choosing the president for the next 4 years.
Stop the tape. We'll get back to Sessions' response in a minute. First, note that Lou Dobbs apparently is concerned about a hostile foreign power, because I don't hear that concern today. Number two, he's saying, maybe she's innocent, maybe she's guilty. I realize we're violating policy. I realize we're disclosing an investigation when we don't know there's any there. But the American people deserve to know right before an election. Listen to what Sessions has to say.
Well, it's a difficult thing. He does not do background checks on presidential candidates. That's not his job. His job is to investigate what might be a criminal offense and make a determination to recommend the Department of Justice whether or not to bring an indictment.
Well, this is an acknowledgement, Senator, is it not, that Comey has already mucked it up. The fact is that server, those devices, all were in existence during the course of the investigation that he said he had concluded on July 5th. Why didn't we know then what we apparently are learning now?
Well, that is a good question. It does appear this was learned from an entirely different avenue, an entirely different investigation. What they've determined so far, I don't know. But, Lou, I don't think it's a little bitty matter. Yeah. I don't believe he would re-announce this unless he thought there was something pretty darn serious here that he had to tell the American people about rather than keep it secret, because if it's different from what he told the Congress in his testimony and the American people, then he had to correct it.
Stop it. Well, stop it. If what he determined, I don't know, Sessions says. I don't know. In fact, what Sessions wrote was, this evidence may mean nothing, and it turned out exactly it was nothing. And I've long argued that Jim Comey should have gotten the warrant, checked out the emails, find out that Anthony Weiner's emails are exactly identical to everything they've already looked at, dismissed this, and not told anybody. But that's not what Sessions says. Sessions says, I don't know if there's anything there, but just in case there is something there, everyone needs to know about it. There may be nothing there, but just in case there is something there, everyone needs to know about it. Sounds to me like that's not a lot of executive privilege. Sounds to me like Donald Trump. There may be nothing there, but what is there is serious enough that the American people need to know about it. It sounds to me like he's advocating for the release of the information that he's now hiding. Let's play a little bit more from that.
And correcting it right now with 11 days forward, what is your counsel here? To treat the FBI as if it's an institution that hasn't been, in fact, racked by its own agent's dissent from the course taken by its leadership, the meeting of the Attorney General, the leader of the Justice Department, the highest law enforcement officer in the land, with President Bill Clinton.
So stop it right there. The meeting of the Attorney General, this is Loretta Lynch, with Bill Clinton. Now, Bill Clinton talked to Attorney General Lynch on the plane. They shared some niceties. There were witnesses to the conversation, is my understanding. There was no there. There was no reason to think any one of them would do anything improper. Compare that to Donald Trump hiding a secret visit by a Russian spy master to the White House, not telling the American press about it, discussing confidential information, classified information, and at the same time actually disclosing to the Russians that he got Comey fired because Comey was a nut job and he kept talking about this Russia thing. Now, that communication, you would think, is a lot more important than the presidential candidate's husband having a conversation with the Attorney General. What was Bill Clinton going to say? The worst that can happen, I want you to think about this. No one thinks Bill Clinton did this. But the worst thing Bill Clinton possibly could have done, what was it? It was to tell Loretta Lynch, stop the investigation, obstruct the investigation. I hope you can see fit to letting Hillary Clinton go. She's a good guy. Let's help her out. That's the worst thing, and no one even thinks Bill Clinton did that. People understand he just, got out of the heat of an Arizona tarmac at 112 degrees in July and sat on her air-conditioned plane for 20 minutes, and they've known each other. But if that's the worst, let's take them at their word. If that's the worst that Bill Clinton did, right? Well, what did Donald Trump do with Mike Flynn? It is alleged, not just that he shared niceties, but we have someone testifying. Jim Comey is testifying under oath, and not a single Republican has disputed this testimony, that in fact Donald Trump did say, Mike Flynn's a good guy. Let's end the investigation. Can you see fit to letting him go? The exact same thing that is the reason why the Republicans wanted to lay into Hillary Clinton is obscure possibility with Bill Clinton. And in this case, we have testimony under oath by the FBI director himself that exactly that happened. If there's no executive privilege for Bill Clinton, for Loretta Lynch, about talking about their kids on a plane, there is certainly no executive privilege for the Attorney General of the United States to hide his discussions with the president on whether or not to fire the FBI director for conducting an investigation into his associate, Mike Flynn. So you see, this ain't about Hillary Clinton at all. And it never was. Yeah, Jim Comey was unfair to Hillary Clinton. Yeah, I said that long ago. But that wasn't the reason she was fired. He was fired. The reason he was fired, Comey was fired, Donald Trump told us. It was the Russia thing, and Session knows it, and that's a crime, and it's obstruction of justice, and it has to come out in testimony. This is Mark Levine. I hope you enjoyed the show today. We'll be back live on air on Monday.